Ah, yes, I got all kinds of battery power, thank God. I was going to record a podcast sometime. Might have been yesterday, could have been last year, I don't fucking know. I was going to do something sometime, and I turned on the recorder, but the recorder didn't turn on. Because apparently some moron left it turned on and killed the batteries. I don't know what idiot that would be. Speaking of non-idiots, before I start telling you guys stories, and yeah, we're driving to another city to go to the event. Fucking BMW drivers. There goes one of them right there. Anyway, before I start telling you guys stories and talking about morons, do a couple of shout-outs, because I've been listening to some podcasts. Over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, I worked at our shop fixing lights, and listened to, I was there for many, many hours, and I was listening to TJ Martinell and somebody whose name I can't remember, because I'm sorry guys, I went to bed at fucking 02:30 this morning and I got up at 0700, so go fuck yourselves. If I say anything that's incorrect or mispronounced or hurts your fucking feelings, go fuck yourself. And spill coffee on myself, just like that, as I'm driving down the road, drifting into the other lane where there's another automobile who is in that lane, and maybe I should stay the fuck in my lane. And then on top of all of that, I'll cough in your ear. Yes, this is the quality podcast, Anarchy Moment, where we talk about the roads. Oh my God, I know some of you are saying, great one. Great one. Aaron Cleary did a video about anarcho-capitalism. No, I haven't watched it yet. Yes, he's wrong. Whatever he said, he's wrong. When I have some time, I might make fun of him, but yes, he's wrong. Okay? I'm sure it's going to be all about how, oh, we've got to be no roads, and everybody run down the street and kill each other, and, well, we have to pay taxes. But anyway, fucking Cleary. God damn Clary. Anyway, good old Cappy. Who was I? I was talking about a real gentleman and a scholar, TJ Martinell. So I was listening to TJ Martinell is doing with somebody else whose name I can't remember. Now I'm starting to warm up a little now. Yeah, feeling it. Starting to get in the podcast zone. Go fuck yourselves. Now I forgot what I was saying. All right, I'm not in the zone. I thought I was in the zone. Not in the zone. Is that the zone? No, that's not the zone. Is that the zone over there? No, where the fuck is the zone? Hey, has anybody seen the fucking zone? Looking for the zone, guys. The zone. Where's the zone? All right. TJ Martinell and a guest on his podcast, they're doing a series on, I forget exactly how the title is phrased, but it's like, what is an American, like an American citizen, like what makes you an American part of? And they're talking about how, as I've talked about in the past, you know, the United States is not a single nation. There's a bunch of different nations within the United States, different cultures and stuff. And they're talking about like the difference between an Ellis Island immigrant and a pioneer. And just all sorts, it's a really fascinating series. I'm not sure how many parts are in it. I've listened to 4 of them so far, if I'm remembering correctly, which I may or may not be doing. It's really good. It's really interesting. And they, you know, talking about the history of the colonies and the settlings and the blah, 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 and the blah, 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 and the mentality of people in different areas and again, I think the big takeaway point for me, and this is really interesting because I think I've, in my brain, in my thinking, I've like approached this, but I've never really articulated it the way they do in the podcast. And that's the difference between the Ellis Island mindset and the pioneer mindset, right? The pioneers are these people who went into a place where there was no civilization. There was no society. They went into this empty wilderness, literally Hitler, empty wilderness, and they created their society, their civilization, their town, their city, whatever, however you want to phrase it. as opposed to Ellis Island immigrants who are coming to an existing society and either trying to integrate into that society like people used to do when they came to the United States, or coming to an existing society and expecting the society to change for them, which is what we have now with diversity, right? Diversity is importing all of these immigrants, but then the immigrants don't become Americans in the sense of adapting the beliefs, manners, behaviors, traditions of the society they're immigrating to. Right? The immigrants come to the United States, but then, you know, they want to, oh, well, we're Muslims and we want to change the laws and we want different, we hate Christmas and all this other stuff. So anyhow, I'm making a mess of all that. But I think you know what the fuck I'm talking about. The point is, it's a really good podcast series. Highly recommend listening to it. Very, once again, unlike the Clary podcast, which is just this fucking short guy sitting around going, well, you know, anarcho-capitalism doesn't work because who would build the roads? It's going to be pick on Clary day. The Mountain Pass podcast is actually intellectual and intelligent. I mean, you got to consider too, this is all pretty good considering how young TJ is. I mean, when he grows up, he's going to be pretty fucking smart. I mean, actually, I was talking to Cappy just the other day, and Cappy said that TJ Martinell is on solid food now. So, I mean, he's starting to mature a little bit, little young puppy that he is. Anyhow, all right, hold on. I got to merge onto the interstate. This could be, oh great, a U-Haul truck. The last time the person driving that truck drove a truck was never. Could die any moment. All right, so far so good. Then to get to this location, I love it. I got to drive through construction. I had to drive down a fucking dirt road. Like, Jesus Christ, guys. I got a cough. I got a cough in the ears of my fucking listening audience, whom is graciously, patiently. How are you guys listening to my podcast? Patiently, gracious, I don't know, something. All right, anyway, moving on. Also want to throw a shout out to the goddamn Bacon. I was listening to some of his podcast again. He gave me a shout out, talked about how offensive I am and how it'd be a great idea to drive through liberal neighborhoods playing my podcast really loud with your windows rolled down. I couldn't agree more. I highly encourage you to do that. That's a fantastic idea. Bacon, you're a fucking genius, dog. Genius. So yeah, he is the goddamn Bacon. And his website might be, oh, TJ Martinell is, of course, at tjmartinell.com. But my audience is smart enough to use DuckDuckGo or Google in order to find these things. I don't really need to fucking spoon feed you and hold your hand because you're smarter than the average bear. That's why all of you own a copy of The Curse of the High IQ by Aaron Clary, who can't figure out how to build roads. Anyway, it's the goddamn Bacon. I think it's thegoddamnbacon.com. But I'm sure, once again, you can find it if you want to because you're smart. Anyhow, I like the Bacon. He just basically comes on and does kind of like what I'm doing right now. He just rants about what pissed him off that day. Ah, this stretch of road, this stretch of fucking I-25 right here. You come out of Fort Collins and you're going towards Denver. This stretch of road is just a piece of shit. My truck vibrates all over the fucking place. And then, God, and then we hit the better road. Yeah, that fucking government's doing a great job on the fucking roads. Yeah, oh yeah, that was fantastic. Thanks, government. Boy, well, now the government, who would have built that fucking road? Oh, speaking of governments, yes. All right, the aluminum. Okay, you guys heard in the last podcast, we needed to validate the aluminum. All right, so I didn't exactly know what that meant. I thought it's like, what, you need us to prove that it's aluminum or what? So anyhow, here's what really happened. Here's your fucking government. Here's your government in action. I told Yoga Pants girl this story too. And I think it's why we get along, because she's the same thing. She's like, I can't believe that this is the government. She's like, I can't believe this is what the government is doing. I'm like, yeah. She's like, there's people getting paid to sit around and do this. I'm like, yeah, there are. That's your tax money at work. And she's just like, damn it. And she's just a little whippersnapper. She's only a little bit older than TJ Martinell, because she's only 19 years old. She's got years and years and years of putting up with this kind of stupidity left in her life. Thank God I'm going to be, like, the longest I'm going to live is what, maybe 50 years? I mean, thankfully, I'm going to be dead in 50 years. I'm not going to die early like Aaron Clary. But I'm going to be dead in 50 years. I won't have to put up with this shit anymore. She's still going to be alive. And then TJ, oh God, I mean, TJ, he's got another 90 years of life ahead of him, and there's just a little tiny little sprout that he is. There's goddamn Bacon. Bacon's not going to last much longer, because Bacon's going to snap. He's going to strangle some fucking leftist, and they're going to put him in a jail cell. And I'm gonna be a character witness for the Bacon. Be like, yeah, Your Honor, I've listened to the goddamn Bacon's podcast for many moons. He is not a violent person. He is one of the most calm, rational. I absolutely cannot believe that he took this feminist and shoved her head, literally Hitler, up her ass, and she suffocated to death. Your Honor, this trial, this is a miscarriage of justice, much like all those abortions out there. You can't be doing this to the goddamn Bacon. This is a man of peace, man of wisdom, man of scholarship, a man of philosophy. This man is like Gandhi. He would never kill a leftist. Unless he had a good place to hide the body. All right, aluminum. Let's focus. I know what you're saying. Great one, we're focused. You're the one who can't fucking focus. You sound like a fucking 16-year-old girl with a cell phone. Probably so. Oh shit, where am I? Okay, I'm going the right direction. I got that going for me. Aluminum. So they need to validate the aluminum. So they send us this form. Oh, great. What the fuck is this? There's a giant cardboard box flying around in the road. The road that wouldn't exist without taxation. Because remember, guys, taxation isn't theft, because some of the taxes go for things that are good. Why are we putting on our brake lights, guys? We're on the fucking interstate. No brake lights. Drive. Whoa, what the fuck was that? Is it raining? Or is this truck in front of me leaking fluid? I think this truck in front of me is leaking fluid. Jesus, it's gonna be one of those days. All right, do this. All right. I know, we're like, great one, will you tell us about the fucking aluminum already, you goddamn dipshit. Guys, don't make me send the Bacon over to your place. Everybody just calm down. Next person who complains, I'm sending the Bacon for you. All right, now better yet, I'll send Clary. He'll bore you to death talking about how anarcho-capitalism can't possibly work. I got some shit I've been saving up. I can't wait till I can sit down and do a real podcast, because I got some stuff on the anarcho-capitalism that I've been saving up, that I've been mulling over, that I've been going over through my fucking phenomenally intensely fucking turbocharged brain. Too bad my mouth isn't turbocharged. My mouth worked as good as my brain. All right, aluminum. They sent us this form. Fortunately, it's only one page long. But wait, did I just miss my X? No, I didn't. What they want is they want to know about the manufacturing process of the aluminum and like what other additives, ingredients, whatever might be in the aluminum. Like, is it pure aluminum? Does it have other stuff in it? And where was it sourced from? And so probably this has something to do with, like, if the aluminum came from China, you got to pay extra money and the tariff or something like that. Because without tariffs, I mean, who would build roads, right? I mean, you can't build a fucking flat place on the ground if you don't have tariffs on aluminum. Everybody knows that. I mean, anybody who doesn't know that is obviously a moron. So Dallas and I are looking at the piece of paper, and I'm like, well, shit, I think I know what some of these words mean. I can go do some research. And Dallas says, well, you and I don't know what this means, right? I'm like, yeah. He says, do you think the person who sent us this form knows what any of this means? I thought about it a second, and I said, probably not. He says, that's what I think too. We just filled some shit out and sent it back. And they finally released our shit from China, and now it's en route. That's your government. Once again, here's the thing. And those of you who think this is a great thing, guys, we just fucking scribbled anything on the goddamn form. And they believed it. These people, this is the problem with your fucking precious little fucking government. Oh my God, we gotta have a fucking government. Oh, we gotta have a state. We gotta have tariffs. Guys, the people enforcing the fucking tariffs and the fucking, what do you call this, the import, whatever it is, they don't even know what they're doing. We're just randomly filling out the fucking form. It's little check boxes. We essentially just threw darts at the fucking thing. The people who got it, they don't even know what any of this means. You could put anything on that piece of paper. Oh God, we gotta have a fucking government, right? Because we gotta have a fucking welfare program for all these people who can't get real jobs. Because I promise you, nobody working in that fucking, whatever it is, tariff office, import, or whatever the fuck, I don't know. I guarantee you, nobody involved with that piece of paper could get a job in the fucking private sector. Not one goddamn one of them. It is a giant fucking welfare program. So go fuck yourselves. God damn it, I'm sick of you fucking statist and your goddamn, we gotta have a government. We should have tariffs and import tax. Fuck you. And all of this is just a fucking welfare system. Who the fuck gets up and goes, yeah, you know what I'd like to do for a living? I'd like to work for the fucking tariff office. And then when people buy shit from other countries, I want to send them fucking paperwork to fill out to tell me where the metal and the object came from and then charge them money if it came from a country I don't like. Right? Who the fuck does? People like, I want to be a cowboy. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a race car driver. I want to be a ballerina. I want to be a fucking fireman. I want to be a police officer. Who the fuck sits around and wants to be that when they're a little fucking kid? These are fucking losers. These are fucking parasites. It's a good morning. How you guys doing? This is the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I'm on the internet at cynlibsoc.com on the fucking interwebs. If you think that these government employees are not parasites, feel free to explain that to me. Maybe I'm stupid. Feel free to send me an email and explain how these people are not parasitical pieces of shit that should be exterminated the way the Nazis exterminated the Jews. You can send that email explaining to me how these people are not parasites to God, that's dog spelled backwards, God at cynlibsoc.com. It's on the interwebs. It's on that little internet machine box thing. Anyhow. Also, so here's the saga of the trust. So the trust. Originally, the trust was supposed to show up on Monday. At least that's what they told us. So I call them up Monday, the shipping company, which is some fly-by-night shipping company that you've never heard of, that I've never heard of. It's not like FedEx or UPS or, you know, anything you've ever heard of. Call them on Monday and I say, yo, what's up, dogs? I need this stuff. Didn't say it quite like that. And they said, yeah, the truck's not here yet. No, wait. Originally, so I call on Monday. He said, yeah, so that's, it's here. It's going to go out tomorrow. You'll get it on Tuesday. Great. Okay, fine. It is what it is. I got to roll with it. Okay. And they said, oh, you have to call Tuesday morning and schedule delivery. Okay. Tuesday morning, bright and early. Bushy-tailed. Actually, I was bushy-tailed. because I had a little bit of sleep the night before. Tuesday morning, not bushy-tailed right now. Tuesday morning, bushy-tailed, bright-eyed, pissed off at the world, wanting to kill parasites. Call him up. I said, yo, dogs, I need to schedule my shipment. They said, well, it's not here yet. I said, whoa, hold on. What do you mean it's not here yet? Called you yesterday. You said it was here. Well, they were wrong. The truck actually isn't here yet, but the truck will be here later today. You can get it on Wednesday. Like, great. Okay, it is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it. Call Wednesday morning. Not so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at this point. Oh man, that's a cool old truck. Oh, it's for sale. Yeah. Wednesday, wait, am I confused? What's today? Today's Wednesday. I'm an idiot. Tuesday morning. We're back to Tuesday. Okay, so Tuesday, I called him. I said, wait. I'm really tired and I'm getting the story confused. Yes, yesterday morning. Fuck. It's a lot easier to just scream about parasites. That requires no brain cells. Actually, remembering the chronological events of the last 48 hours is taxing my fucking excuse for a brain. Now, see, if I was TJ Martinell and had all these young brain cells, because his brain cells, I mean, the shit, they practically came out of the womb yesterday. He's so young. If I had some young brain cells like TJ Martinell, I'd probably be able to remember what's going on. So I call those, all right, your truck is here. It's not going out until tomorrow. Is this my turn? I think it is. I say, great. That sucks. Fantastic. So I put down the phone and it occurs to me. I said, wait a minute. The shit's there in Denver. What if I just send a truck, our truck, to go get the shit? So I call him back. I said, hey, yo, I just called about this shipment. Can I send a truck down there to pick it up from your warehouse? Like, yeah, we need an hour worth of notice to have it unloaded and ready for you. I'm like, great. Who do I call? They give me the number of the actual warehouse because this is, you know, the 800 customer service. I'm probably in Taiwan or something. Should be a fucking some kind of import tax on that or something. Like whenever you call a customer service because they're all in China or India nowadays, you should have to fill out a form and then pay extra money so that some fucking parasites can have a job. Because, I mean, we wouldn't want those people to die of starvation and clean out the gene pool or anything, would we? Because, oh no, you cuck-servatives, you're just so fucking concerned about keeping the parasites alive so you can feel good about yourself. I'm not sure who's worse, the cuck-servatives or the fucking libtards. At least the libtards know they're evil. Well, we know that. We've talked about this before. The libtards are evil. The cuck-servatives are just stupid. All right, so I call the warehouse, talk to the girl. I say, hey, I got this shipment. Here's the number. She's like, yeah. I said, can I come pick that up? Can I send a truck to you to get that? She says, absolutely. Fantastic. I said, I'm sending a truck right now. You guys handle that? Because it's going to take us, we got to drive from Fort Collins. She's like, yeah, great. Fantastic. Send the truck. Bam. About an hour later, phone rings. It's the girl at the warehouse. She says, so actually, I'm like, God damn it. She says, the truck with your shipment isn't actually here yet. Now, I've already talked to two people at the 800 number, plus her, three people at this company have told me that morning that my fucking shipment is in Denver. And now she calls me back and says, oh yeah, your shipment actually isn't here yet. I'm like, God damn it. So our truck gets to Denver and he sits around and waits. It shows up eventually. And they offload, he brings it back. But it's like, God damn. Anyhow, that's why Yoga Pants Girl and I worked until 1:30 this morning. Because we got the truss to the venue. Finally got the truss flown, got it built and everything. And of course, all the fucking crew guys are fucking dragging ass. Guys, And it's the usual thing. How long are we going to be here? Well, it depends on how fast you fucking work, guys. It's the same answer as every time you ask me how long we're going to be on site. We're going to be on site till the job is finished. And how long that will take depends on how fast you fucking work. Put down the fucking cell phone. Put down the Coke. Take your hands out of your pockets. Stop flirting with each other. And work. And then you can go home. And then the guys, they went home hours before we did. They ain't even come to work yet. Yoga Pants Girl is already at school. I'm here driving to the fucking venue. These fuckers are still in bed. And that's what I also hate too. And people who go home before me and come to work after me are whining about working too many hours. Dude, I will beat the shit out. I will go motherfucking goddamn bacon on your face. That fucking moron. Where's the fucking venue? There it is. I thought I was lost. Dude, I don't see the other truck. Oh, no, wait. Where's the truck? Is there a truck? Man, if I drove out here, because I'm meeting another company here to coordinate shit. If they're not here yet, I don't know if I'm going to be pissed or happy. I can go take a nap. All right, focus. Focus, great. All right, so anyway, we got the shit. Yeah, we worked until, I think we left the venue at about 01:30-ish to go home and go to bed. So yeah, Yoga Pants Girl, and once again, man, she's a fucking trooper, and she's got school today. Man, she powered the fuck on through. We got the stuff we needed to get done. Dude, they're not even here. Are you fucking shitting me? Oh my God, I am so pissed. I thought they were gonna be here at fucking 0800. It's 0900. Oh my God, I have anger. Oh, the great one has anger. I am fucking pissed. Where are these douchebags? Wait, maybe they just didn't bring a truck. Maybe they're inside the building. All right. So we worked. There's a lot of complaining. A lot of bitch slapping needs to happen. Jesus Christ. Fucking construction. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Off-roading it now, guys. Do I have anything else I need to whine about right this minute? Or should I just go do my fucking job? I am on the clock. I'm getting paid to do this podcast. It's pretty fucking fantastic. Oh, God damn it. I got to get... There's more shit I got to do that I just thought of. All right. I finished the trust story. It got done eventually. We were really fucking tired. Dude, they're not here yet, I don't think. Oh, my God. I'm so pissed. Oh, my God. I'm so pissed off. Oh, my God. I could have fucking slept. I could have done emails. I'm so far behind on my work emails. I told you guys I'm the tech director for this gig also. Dude, it's like babysitting retarded children. I'm on the phone with the one guy. He's doing the video for the event. He's like, yeah, so I see that rehearsal is Friday at 3 o'clock. Well, me and my guys, we need to be gone by 4 because we have to drive back to Denver. Like, I'm just like, the fuck do you... And what I actually said to him was, well... I'm making no promises and telling you no lies. We'll be finished when we get finished. But I got this person who works in production telling me that he needs to leave by 4 o'clock so that they can drive home to Denver. It's like, do you live in a different fucking world than I do? I just worked until fucking 1:30 in the morning. And I mean, yesterday for me was like a 17-hour day. I started at 0700 and went until 1:30 in the morning straight through. And I got some fucking douchebag who pushes the play button on a computer to play a fucking video telling me that he needs to leave by 4 p.m. so he can drive home. I'm like, go, just, dude, you need to be working at the fucking government tariff office or something because you were in the wrong fucking industry. Because production, this is not a fucking cushy industry. This is not a place for fucking... you know, girlies and sissies and, you know, people who can't get dirty and sweat and bleed and get blisters on their feet. I got a fucking blister on my foot from this fucking event. I mean, this is not an event for fucking weak people. It's not an event for people who... Event. business, profession, whatever you want to call it. This is not a place for people who say things like, well, we gotta be done by 4 o'clock so I can drive, 3 o'clock so I can drive home. And fuck you. You'll go the fuck home whenever your shit is working correctly and the fucking person who's paying you money is satisfied that it's done to their satisfaction. You will fucking leave when the client is happy. Hey, speaking of that, let me tell you guys this story. Hang on. Let me get out of the truck for a minute. I need some fucking fresh air. The truck loves to be, it loves to tell me my keys are in the ignition. It'll do that all day long. Oh my God, it's so beautiful outside. Oh, it's lovely. Ooh, the moon is still up. Blue skies, hardly any clouds. Ah, sun's behind me, the moon is in front of me. It is fucking gorgeous out here. Oh, it's gorgeous. All right. Oh, I just walked into a fucking wall. Okay. Ah, shit, it's really... Oh, all right, so I'm pretty sure I told you guys the story that somebody involved with the event showed up at our shop, called us and showed up and said, yeah, I want you to move the bars around, because we had bars in the venue, in the room, and there was this big set of bars in the middle of the room. And then there's bars around the room. So this guy shows up, coming back from my coffee. This guy shows up, he's like, yeah, I'm in charge of the bars, and I need you to move the bars over here and move the bars over there. So Dallas is like, okay, fuck, whatever. You know, we do this shit all, this is what we do, we change shit. So anyhow, yesterday, I'm on site working, and the client, the woman who's actually signing the check that pays us, from which we won't make a profit because we've blown so much money doing bullshit because we, didn't order the truss when I fucking told people to order the truss, and now we had to go through all of that expenditure of the delays and driving to Denver and yada, yada, yada. But it's okay. I mean, why should the company make a fucking profit, right? We can't have that. We like doing charity work. The client, the actual client who signs checks, comes strolling in and says, what's this crap? We're like, well, this guy came by and he told Dallas blah, blah, blah. And she's like, wrong. Now, he is not in charge. He does not make decisions. We've told everybody it's going to be like this. We need it to be like this. And I'm like, hey, you got it. It's like, but it's like, damn. So, I mean, you're sitting there and some guy you've never seen before in your life who isn't writing you a check just calls you up and says, I want you to change what you're doing on this job. And Dallas just does it without even bothering to, contact the woman who's actually is signing the check and say, hey, this guy said I should do this. Just wanted to run that past you. Hey, just run it past the fucking client, dude. Can we just focus here? Can we just do something? Anyway, that's the story of my life right now. God damn, it is fucking beautiful out here. Absolutely beautiful. Construction equipment in the background there. Here we go. Oh my God, it's beautiful out here. All right, shit. I wish I had known nobody was here yet. I could have done email back at the shop. Now I'm trying to decide if I have time to go back to the shop and come back. I could call these people, find out when they're showing up. I can't believe they're not here. What the fuck are they doing? Because just because they like going home early, I mean, they're not stupid. I can't believe they are not here yet, setting up their stuff so that they can go the fuck home at a normal hour like normal people. All right. Let's see. I've made fun of Aaron Clary for being a statist. made fun of TJ Martinell for being young. Pointed out that the goddamn bacon is the most peaceful, diverse, tolerant person I've ever known. He would never kill any liberals. Didn't make fun of Adam Piggott, but that's okay, because we can do that later. I bitched, I complained, I yelled. I screamed about parasites, got that. Talked about trust shipment. All right, I think we're good for this episode. I'm going to move on. You may or may not hear this episode tomorrow. Tomorrow being Thursday, I think. I've lost track. It depends on whether or not I have time to upload it. All right, as always, thanks for listening. Namaste. Peace be unto you, brothers. Remember, diversity is our strength. Heil Hitler.